John chapter 8, verse 12. Let's focus back. John chapter 8, verse 12 says, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And this is something wonderful that Jesus brought. He brought light. Have any of you ever been entirely lost in the dark? All scared, all alone. I used to do night hikes when I was in Scouts, and it was always dark. Once we found our way back because we found the glove that I lost at the very start of the walk, which was a wonderful pre-planned breadcrumb to lose to be able to find that glove. What you need when it's dark is light. Light shows you where to go. Do we agree? I hope so. The Bible portrays, tells us that people on this world are a bit like we're just lost in the dark. We don't know where we're going. We try and do our own thing. We try and go where we're going in our own way. But Jesus came and he brought light because he showed us the way. He showed us so many things. He showed us how to live. He showed us how to be loving. But he also showed us the way to heaven. The way to heaven is found through him. People try and make themselves great. They try and live as long as they possibly can in their own strength. They try and do all sorts of things. There's a documentary, one of the Hemsworth or Liam, or I don't know, might be the one that plays Thor in the Avengers films. One of those actors has done a documentary about six different ways to try and make his life longer. One of them involved freezing himself in ice baths and things. One of them was trying to learn a game of memory. All things that sound like torture to me, but Jesus came and he showed us the way to eternal life. He showed us the way, and it's by trusting in him. He came into a dark world like a bright, blazing light. He has the light of life. He shows us how to have the perfect life and how to have a never-ending life. When you think about Christmas, think about the gift of light. Jesus is that light. Jesus came to bring something else. Go on, Artorius. No, don't tell me. You've got to find it. Go and have a look in the second biggest present. It's the white one. If you turn it upside down, I hope it is still there. Our sheep was enjoying. There we go. Thank you. Ooh, this one. Are you going to read it to us, Artorius? Can you read it? Peace. Jesus, my humble assistant, Jesus brought peace. We find a wonderful verse in Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 says this. Do not be anxious about anything. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then are you ready for this? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. There is a peace of God that no one truly understands. But when we know Jesus, when we love and trust him, there is a great peace that comes from it. There's two types of peace, actually. One, man and God being brought back together. That's true peace. But even in ourselves, we can know a great sense of peace through Jesus. If we worry about things, knowing that we have the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, listening, ready to take our prayers to God, brings us a great assurance, a great sense of peace. Whenever we face troubles, knowing that one day they will end and we can go to live with Christ victorious forever, brings us a great sense of peace. Christ came and brought peace to the world. The world, as we look at it at the moment, isn't always that peaceful. There's things that we don't like that go on. But we can look ahead to a time when there will be full peace, when there will be no pain or suffering or horrible things. All will be wonderful. True peace. Jesus came to bring peace. These are already better presents than anything anyone will find under their tree. But we move on. We're moving three more. There's one more present on the platform for someone to turn upside down. Samuel, have you done one yet? Go on then. The green one, the smallest one. The green one. Oh, you're just fixing that one. The green one. Bit of paper inside it. You going to give it to me? I hope you are. There we go. Thank you, buddy. Who knows what this says? Joy. Well done. Joy. There's a man called Peter, and he wrote a book. And in his book, the first one he wrote, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8 to 9, though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. You have a joy that you can't truly explain. It's not expressible. You can't say it with words. There is just, upon knowing Christ, a deep, wonderful joy. I'm not saying that I'm happy all the time. I'm not saying that I'm an advert for toothpaste with a big smile in every moment of my life. There's times where we might be sad, but we still have a deeper happiness. We call it joy, a sense of joy in knowing Christ. It always makes me sad when people are miserable. And some people seem so unfulfilled, unsatisfied with life. Yet knowing Christ gives us a great sense of joy. It gives us security. It helps us to know where we're going. It answers so many questions that we might have. But above all, we know, as I've already talked about with peace, whatever situation we find ourselves in, we have someone on our side. However hard life gets, we know that something ahead is much better. Knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in him as our Saviour, gives us great joy. If you don't believe me, well, I can't force you to. But there's a verse in Psalms that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Put your faith in Christ, trust in him, and he won't leave you joyless. There will be an inexpressible joy, an uncomprehendable, an ununderstandable joy in your life. Three things so far. Two more to go, and they are the shortest two. You're doing well so far, children. Thank you. We've had light, peace, joy. And now we have one more. I was told your name half an hour ago. Savvy, are you going to come and find that there's one more that's obvious? Come here. It's not in a present because we ran out. But when you can't be bothered to wrap things, you put them in a bag. Are you going to open it for me? Can you take it out? You going to open it up? How good you're reading. What does it say? Life. Life. Thank you, Savvy. Knowing Jesus brings life. Now, you might think that's a bit of a strange thing for me to say. We're all sitting here. We're alive this morning. We have life. And yes, that is true. We are alive. But we don't have a full life. There is something more to come. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11, as Elva read to us, or at least I hope Elva read to us if I sent her the right reference last night, 1 John chapter 5 and verse 11 says, this is the testimony God gave us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. God gave us a life that never ever ends. Yes, our bodies end, but our spirit, our soul lives on. And in fact, the Bible tells us that in heaven we get given a new body. This life is in Jesus. Ultimately, we're celebrating a baby today, aren't we? But we know that that baby grew up to be a man who gave his life. He gave his life on a cross so that we could have eternal life. What a wonderful gift that is. I wonder how expensive it would be to give someone eternal life. If I had £5 in my wallet, I wonder how much extra life I could buy you. Nothing. If I had billions of pounds, how much longer could I make your life? Possibly a little bit with the best healthcare and dentistry that money can offer. But I can't ever give anyone eternal life Who can? God through Jesus. If we're trusting in Him, He gives us eternal life, a life that never ends. How good is that? Yes, we might be alive today, but we cannot have eternal life, life that never ends without Jesus. And this brings us to the last present, the last gift that I'm mentioning that Jesus brought. You could argue that there are an innumerable list of things that Jesus brought, but the last one today. Can anyone see another present on the platform? Can you see? I've completely forgotten your name. I want to say Sean. There we go, Sean. Can you see one? Can you see another present on the platform? Pardon? Yeah? Are you going to come and show it to me? You don't have to. I mean, you are a wise man, so you should be able to work it out. Can you see it? Come here, Sean. Your finger's on the chair. Yeah, that's fine. Bring it here. Bring the whole lot here. There we go. Sean's found it. Thank you. If you were looking at your Christmas tree or whatever you find, if I put this here and they were actually real presents, not bits of paper, which one would you pick? Would you pick the cardboard box, Sean? You would? Okay. Thank you. That was the answer I wasn't expecting. Go and sit down, Sean. Give Matt. I don't think many people would pick a ripped open Amazon box, would they? Surely you'd pick the big red one with the lights on it and the shiny sparkles. Sean obviously knows there's something up, and he's far wiser than I am. But in this one, there's something even greater. The greatest gift of all that Jesus could bring. And that is Himself. Jesus brought Himself. Why did I put it in the plainest packaging? Partly because I ran out of other things to put it in. But secondly, it's a bit of a metaphor. You see, Jesus came to this earth. He didn't look special. He didn't look particularly grand. In fact, we've thought about it this morning. Jesus came to this earth just as a normal person, and not even a rich normal person. He came as a carpenter's son. He came and was born in a stable. Now, we sometimes think that looks really glorious, and our Christmas cards have a nice nativity with a camel just looking happy at Jesus and a sheep just there. We all know what sheep are like. Sheep, I think, are the smelliest animal known to humankind. And Jesus was born into the humblest of positions. But He was the greatest thing that has ever come to earth. And He gave Himself. What do I mean by that? Well, it says in John chapter 3, verse 16, said He gave Himself, but then this verse says that God gave Him. Just roll with the semantics there, sorry. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. He sent His Son here to this earth, and that Son, Jesus, died on a cross. He left the most wonderful place to ever live, heaven, and He came to earth. He gave Himself so that we can have eternal life. You might think I'm just repeating everything I've already said, and I kind of am, because none of the other things are possible without Jesus giving Himself, coming as the greatest gift to mankind, so that anyone who believes in Him will have eternal life, know true peace and joy, and see the light that is hidden from so many people. I wonder, you might not get presents this year, you might get presents. I don't know what different households do. But if you do, remember, no matter what you get, nothing is greater than the Lord Jesus Christ and the wonderful things that He brought when He came to this earth at Christmas. What a great God we have. I spoke for a bit longer than I expected, sorry. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to sing one more song. which is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for your wonderful words. I thank you for how good your Son is. I thank you for the great gift that we had sent to earth when he came as a baby. And I thank you for all that he grew up to be. Help us to trust in him, I pray. In Christ's name I ask it. Amen.